Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I'm honored that you would allow me to be part of yours. And we're going to do our best to make that transaction worth your while. And one of the ways we do that is by bringing you really interesting, really smart people who are making things happen in the marketplace. And one of those people is somebody that I've met recently, a new friend of mine, and about to be a new friend of yours, Taylor Sparks. And I met on the set of the MSNBC program Your Business. We were both guests there that day, and I was very impressed with her, very impressed with her story as an entrepreneur and actually on many levels, but especially as an entrepreneur. And I wanted her to tell her story, I should say. And so here she is. Taylor Sparks is the author of What's a Girl to Do in a Big City If She Can't Dance? That's her book. But she's also the author of a bi-monthly newsletter for women, the She Poo Poo Times. I'll get her to explain that to me in a minute. But more importantly for me, she's the owner of a company that I'm very excited about for her, Morning Indigo Skincare for Athletes. And as I say, she's our new friend, Taylor Sparks. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here.
It's good to have you here, Taylor, and I really enjoyed meeting you in D.C. How did you enjoy the experience there on television, on Your Business?
It was exciting. It was very exciting. It was great to meet you and Rod, and it was a lot of fun. It was fast, but it was a lot of fun just once it got started.
Well, I enjoyed meeting you, and I enjoyed it too. I've done some television, not a lot of television, not anything like what I've done on radio over the last 10 and a half years, but I have done some television. But, you know, I don't mind it, but I'll tell you, radio is more fun than television.
Yes, as you say, you can do radio in your bunny slippers.
You can, can't you? Although I've got my Winnie the Pooh slippers on today, not my bunny slippers. Taylor, tell the audience a little bit about your company.
Morning Indigo Skincare for Athletes. We're the only organic and natural skincare line designed specifically for athletes and the athletically inclined.
Okay. So that way you open up your market to a lot more people when you make that last statement, don't you? Because somebody could just be inclined to be an athlete and they'd be a prospect for you, right?
Yes, we.
See, I used to be an athlete. Now I'm more inclined to be an athlete.
I think so. I'm pretty much inclined to be an athlete. And,
no, I know about your athleticism. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But now tell the audience what was the real seed that from which this company grew.
The company grew out of my basic skincare line that I had developed. We were had moved down to North Carolina from Massachusetts and ran into some really hard times, and I loved organic products, but through some hard financial times, couldn't afford to make them, to buy mm-hmm. them. So I just thought one day, I wonder if I could make this.
Wow.
And I actually started making some soap and some stuff for the family, and then one day someone said, "Ooh, this is great. Can I buy some?" And I said, "Well, I'm not really in business, but I needed some money, so
yeah.
I made some body butter and sold it, and that kind of grew into a basic."
Well, I've done a lot of wacky things. I've done a lot of things that I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do, but it never occurred to me to make soap.
I wanted the organic soap and didn't have a lot of money.
What is organic soap?
Well, soap that is comes from a natural product, like either a glycerin or in a non-animal byproduct.
Oh,
it doesn't
have
lanolin. We don't have any chemicals in it whatsoever.
And
there's a difference between natural and organic.
Okay, I'm glad to know that.
Yeah, because everything that's natural is not necessarily organic. Organic things need to be certified by either one of the organic governing organizations. There's mm-hmm. no chemicals in the process at all. So if something like an essential oil comes from a plant like a lavender, that means that plant in the ground that plant grew in, there were no chemicals in the processing of it. It wasn't just natural, because natural could be anything, you know.
Right, right.
Wood is natural, but if it's got chemicals all over it, it doesn't make it organic.
So the origins of the product, how the product was produced, that it needs to be natural, but not just natural, it needs to also be organic.
It needs to be organic, meaning
it had no help getting out of the ground, so to speak, from a chemical standpoint. Now, that makes a lot of sense. And a lot of vegetables people eat, a lot of the food people eat, they like to have organic foods. And so you created those products, and they started catching on a little bit.
It started catching on a little bit. You know, we ended up in some gift baskets of companies that were in places like Hallmark stores. And it was doing, we were doing okay. And then I had started training with Team in Training. Got to
team,
brochure.
Team in Training.
Team in Training, which is part of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. They're the largest training organization. And got a brochure in the mail to come down and learn how to do an endurance event. And they were going to coach me through it.
What made you decide to do that?
I'm still asking that question to
this day. Because you're still a young lady, but you weren't 15 when you decided to do this.
No, I was 40. I was 43 at the time.
I didn't ask her age, ladies and gentlemen. I want the record to show.
I didn't ask her that.
Go ahead.
I was 43 at the time, just kind of sitting around doing nothing, and convinced my girlfriend to go to this first meeting, and, you know, went to the meeting, heard all about raising money for the society, and signed up for this marathon.
Yeah.
And when I came home and I told my husband, I'm going to run a marathon. And he said, you can't even walk a mile. How are you going to run 26.2? And I said, I'm going to raise money for the Leukemia Society. He said, we don't know anybody with leukemia. Why are you doing this? And that's how it started. I did my first marathon, and then the next 6 months I decided to do a triathlon. And it was during the training for the triathlon that one of my teammates, a man, asked me to develop some kind of body moisturizer for him that wasn't frou-frou.
Yeah, I'm with him.
Yeah. Yeah, men don't want to smell like vanilla beans.
Well, or I don't want it coming out of a bottle with little roses on it either.
Exactly. So I said, well,
I want ducks and race cars and stuff like that on my
bodies. Yeah, something manly.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, I'll develop it, but I really don't want to add anything to my line. If you'll sell it, I'll private label it. He said, fine.
Yeah, I like the way you think. You know, you got a can-do attitude, but when somebody asks you for something, you want them to give a little bit, too. I like that. That's a good way to think about it.
Mm-hmm. And so
he said okay.
He said okay. So I took about 5 months to research, you know, what do athletes need, what do they put their skin through, what products would be good, and presented it to him.
Hold on to that thought, Taylor. Hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to come right back and hear some more about this story. This is a great story about how a business was birthed. 20 after. Stay with us. Taylor Sparks is our guest. Tomorrow. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come and use our stuff. Hang out with us. Taylor Sparks is our guest. She and I were on Your Business, MSNBC's Your Business program a week or so ago. You can still see it on their website if you want to go there and check it out. And Taylor is an entrepreneur, folks, and I'm very proud of her for what she's accomplished. Her company is Morning Indigo Skincare for Athletes. And Taylor, you were just telling us about, by the way, before we go any further, tell the audience how they can find your website and how they can get your book, your products.
Our website is on skincareforathletes.com.
Skincareforathletes.com, okay.
Mm-hmm. Skincareforathletes.com. And the book can be found on my website, which is taylorsparks.com.
Okay. And so, folks, now can we actually buy products from your website?
Yes, you can. You can.
Where else can
all
we find them?
All of our products are right there online.
Mm-hmm. Where else are they?
Right now, we're only online. When we're talking to a couple of stores right now that are very interested in carrying our products locally down in the Raleigh, North Carolina area.
So these are products, folks, that are organic. They're developed, if I understand correctly, Taylor, they're developed especially with athletes in mind, because athletes, we all know that people who spend a lot of time in the sun, in the water, sweating and that sort of thing, the skin takes an extra beating, doesn't it?
It does, and if you're an athlete or even an outdoor enthusiast, you're exposed to the elements more than people who are sedentary. So not only the wind, the rain, the heat, and then you're showering a lot more, and then we have chemicals in our water systems now trying to make it better.
Right.
And so there's chlorine. That's what most cities use to help purify their water a little bit more.
For
you got
pools
chlorine
and everything.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And what happens, and what had happened in my development of this, is that someone who's really working out hard, a fitness enthusiast or an athlete, you know, you're eating right, you're taking all your supplements, you know, you're drinking enough water, and you got your Gatorade, but then to go home and to douse your skin with chemicals just didn't make any sense to me, because almost 60% of what you put on your skin is absorbed directly into the bloodstream.
Right.
Now, it's only a little bit at a time, but over the years, those chemicals start to build up.
And so your products take that out, or they replace the other chemicals that you would have used ordinarily? Is that what
yes.
they do? All right.
Yes.
So I want to talk about your business. Mm-hmm. What kind of challenges have you had getting your business off the ground?
Oh, like most small businesses, it's capital and raising capital, but
yep.
mostly staying focused to our niche. That's probably been the thing.
Stick to your knitting,
because it's easy to get off track,
yep.
especially if you're working with a niche market, because people want to pull you in all kinds of directions. They like it. They get excited. Go, oh, well, have you tried this? Or
yep.
what about going there?
Mm-hmm.
And every trade show wants you at their trade show, and every
right.
trade show's not for you.
Like if you wanted off into skincare for couch potatoes, right? You don't want to do that.
Well, we do say anybody that's got skin can use it.
I got you.
I'm not trying to sell it to everybody.
That's the key. Small business owners have got to understand, Taylor, that you don't have to have everybody to be successful. All you
no.
need is the people who want what you have.
Yes. And knowing who those people are and staying true to what their needs are. Not saying that if somebody else wants to buy, you're not going to sell it to them, but of course
right.
you will.
Right.
But we focus primarily on endurance athletes. And so we do, you know, marathoners and half-marathon triathletes, skiers, and people who are outdoors a lot, and they train a lot. And even most recently, the elite-level speed skaters.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, how old is your business?
We're still in the startup phase. We are a year and almost 2 years old now.
Okay, there are people out there listening right now who are where you were 14 months ago. What would you like to tell them? What have you learned in the 14 months that you wish you knew 14 months ago?
Oh gosh, don't get off track. Don't get off track. Don't try to be everything to everybody, and
mm-hmm.
don't go everywhere. If you have a niche business, stay within your niche. And really, if you're going to do trade shows, which I think are great, don't, you know, when you do a trade show, some trade shows are huge, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm going to meet every
yep.
buyer, and they're all going to
mm-hmm.
want. But if you can't keep up with, say, a business like Life is Good, which is like a $60 million business.
Right.
I went to a trade show last year. I had my little tiny itty-bitty booth way in the back in the corner in the dark. And their booth, you know, to compete with
There's
the marketing
acre.
That they
yeah.
can put out.
So don't try to compete with the big guys. Just be what you can be.
Be what you can be, and don't fear that the big guys
yeah.
are going to be after you, because they're not even looking at you at this point. So you can really
right.
kind of be around the hem of their skirt, if you will, and be scooping up customers and be scooping up attention
yeah.
from lots of other people, and they won't even know you're there.
Taylor, I know you've been looking for capital. I don't know what
yes.
your questions come, but here's the thing that I tell people, and here's my only piece of advice. The best investors, the best partners are customers.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell people is, if you're trying to raise capital, raise your capital from customers as long as you can, as much as you can, because real investors are a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
And banks want you to pay the money back. What is wrong with that? What's up with this? With that guys? Those guys, you know? Hey, give us a website again, Taylor.
www.skincareforathletes.com.
And when you come back, you're going to have to explain this she poo poo newsletter to me. I need to understand.
Okay.
Thank you, Taylor. Good job today.
Thanks.
Taylor Sparks, ladies and gentlemen. Check her stuff out. I'll be back right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.